into Israel, Israel has pounded Gaza with more airstrikes. The Labor Department reports wholesale prices were up a higher than expected 0.6% in April, driven by escalating costs for services and food. It's more evidence that inflation pressures are starting to mount as the country emerges from the recession brought on by the pandemic. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply higher. The Dow is up 464 points. This is SRN News.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The normal high for this time of the year is 85. Today, we will be nowhere near that. It will be unusually cool for May, a little breezy with a high temperature up to about 69. Tonight, mostly clear, unseasonably chilly. You'll need a jacket. Overnight low temperature about 50, but some towns will sneak into the 40s by tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, Friday, nice day. A little warmer by afternoon. Sunshine, low humidity, high up to about 77. Great weekend forecast. Saturday's high 81. Sunday, 85. Low humidity and sunshine both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Dallas County is resuming in-court jury trials this week, according to District Attorney Michael Jackson. Jackson says safety measures have been put in place in the courtrooms. Officials say it's been over a year since Dallas County has held in-court jury trials. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says the body of one-month-old Caleb Wisnan Jr. has been found. Officials say the infant's father, Caleb Wisnan Sr., has been arrested and charged with manslaughter. He is currently in the Montgomery County Jail on a $100,000 bond. And the farmers market at the Shops at East Chase is back this weekend. The market is open this Saturday from 7 a.m. until noon. Officials say there will be more than 40 vendors featured at the farmers market. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches, weakness, or discomfort in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one selling nerve care company. Nervive contains alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, and B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live your life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Views Alto is the vape as unique as the back roads you ride. With Views by You, you can choose from 7 colors, 3 flavors, 3 nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. Make Views Alto a vape that is yours in store now. Discover more at Views.com. Views, charge beyond. Vapor products, underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted dates 21 and over tobacco consumers.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Afternoon, friends. Third time's a charm. You've got April Marie Fogle here filling in for Dan Morris, keeping me out of trouble. Joey Clark.
Hello.
Josh on the boards, plying me with caffeine and such. That was nice of him. A lot going on today. Gosh, a lot going on today. Governor, why are you shaking your head at me?
Did you change Jason's name?
I said Josh, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, Jason.
It's all good.
Your radio name will be Josh. Start with a J. This is why I need the caffeine. You guys, I didn't have any coffee today. Because I had it in my head that I had this grand plan. Do you guys ever wake up and you have like these very super ambitious ideas of what you're going to do?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And then if you're like me and you've got to hit the road at a certain time to get your butt in this chair, it doesn't quite happen the way you wanted it to. Well, this morning was one of those days. So I have this grand plan. So I have to make these executive decisions. I know that this sounds ridiculous. Am I going to drink coffee at home, or am I going to wait and stop at Zelda Road and grab my coffee and have it hot while I'm on air? Which Joey's just made. I could do both, and I've done both some days, and then you guys call and go, whoa, somebody take the Micro Machine Woman off the air, the auctioneer, we don't need all that nonsense. So anyway, so I'm trying to balance, right? Well, so today I have this grand plan. I do have a real job, so I have to fit real job work in around the radio. I was going to work, I was going to hit the road, nothing went according to plan. Nothing went according to plan. So I'm sitting here and I'm non-caffeinated and I'm spacey and at least I look cute.
Yeah, you look great.
I got that going for me. Oh, I promised somebody yesterday I'd take a picture of you and me with your little fuzzy Tom Selleck.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, you forgot about that.
I did.
I'm a woman of my word. I'm going to post a photo of the two of us a little later on my Facebook.
Okay.
And that's what's going to happen. So, of course, everybody, and I know you talked about it on your show, Joey. Everybody's talking about this man who killed his relatively newborn baby.
About a month old, yeah.
I hate people sometimes. You know, I teach my kids in my house, we don't talk about hating anybody or anything. I try to get them to rarely use the word hate.
Sure.
But I get to say, I hate people like this. I hate someone who doesn't value life. I hate that this man didn't give this kid an opportunity to live their lives and that this child wasn't protected and that this child probably suffered. And I hate everything about this. I also hate our criminal justice system because this guy probably won't get crap for a sentence.
Yeah, it was initially, I went on there this morning, it was manslaughter, but I believe it's been upgraded to capital murder.
It has. They'll do that and then they'll plead him down because they plead guilty and avoid a trial and he'll get life in prison and then later on some bleeding heart somewhere will say we need to empty our prisons out and time will go by and then, well, he did that 10 years ago and I just get mad and I get aggravated and I spend most days completely, even if it's unreasonably, optimistic about humankind, about mankind, about the fact that what we have in common is so much stronger than what divides us. And in a world where we specifically are constantly talking about politics and talking to politicians and looking at the news, it can be discouraging because of all of the negativity. And I try to keep optimistic, but this is one of those stories that just gut punches you.
Yes. Yes.
Because I lose my optimism when I see stories like this because yesterday we talked about crime and the victims of crime, and there are definitely innocent people who die of crime. But it just gets me every time. It gets me. And it doesn't get me as a... I used to say, oh, that hurts me as a mom. No, it hurts me as a human. It hurts me as a person. It's really sad. So, bringing that up because, you know, pray for everybody involved. Except that guy. Maybe there's a special place in hell for him. People are going to be really offended.
I think he's already in hell and unfortunately brought it on his child.
People, you're not supposed to say that. It's horrible. And maybe God, this is why I believe in a higher power, because there has to be a higher power who would forgive, who could forgive, because I would not forgive someone who harmed my kids. God, I can try to be as Jesus and Christ-like and God-like, and I couldn't do it. Moving on. Governor Ivey has expanded the vaccine eligibility to 12 and older. And CVS and Walgreens says they're going to start offering it to any 12 to 15-year-old who comes in. And I'm going to tell you, not going to happen. My daughter's not even old enough to get it, but if she were, I still wouldn't have her be in the initial crowd.
Right, and the issue is not, because you've been more focused on how children have been affected by the virus, because you have
or largely unaffected by getting the virus, and right. More affected in the ways in which we've treated them and isolated them and masked them and did all that other stuff, even when we knew they weren't high risk.
So you personally were ready to, you were one of the first in line saying, hey, I want it.
Oh, I wanted a vaccine immediately for me, but I would not vaccinate my child. Nope, wouldn't do it. Now, keeping in mind, now it's at 12 now, so I don't really have to worry about this right now. But at some point, they will get it to where, you know, she turns 9 in January. At some point, they'll get it to their age, and I'll have to consider it. It's not an issue for me now, but if my child were not 12 years old, I wouldn't give it to her. She's healthy. She's got good lungs. Kids do not, there's nobody in her life that that she would expose that would, you know, die of this.
Right.
And I think that's where so many people have gone off the rails in this, is because they're not taking into account or consideration their personal risk and the risk of those they care about and that sort of thing. And they make these broad sweeping generalities. I'm not killing grandma. You know why? I'm not even near a grandma. My mom has come to visit me. I've seen her twice since this pandemic began. I wish people would be more sensible. So yay for those who want to get their 12-year-olds vaccinated. Yay for those having the ability to vaccinate their children who live in households where they need to be vaccinated for one reason or another. I've seen families where they're scared to death to let the kids out because maybe daddy has diabetes, or maybe mama survived, you know, a transplant, or maybe the child themselves was a NICU baby and doesn't have good lungs. There are circumstances in which children, it makes sense to vaccinate them. I don't believe, as a general rule of thumb, that's what we should be doing. I'm not a doctor, though, so talk to your doctors, folks, and use your brains. A lot of people not using their brains these days. The gas stuff. Speaking of not using your brains, we're going to take our first break here. When we come back, you guys, the gas in the containers, the gas runs, all of that, killing me, absolutely killing me. You've got April Marie Fogle filling in for Dan Morris today and every day for the next several weeks. I've got a long list of things to talk about today, so you're going to want to stay tuned. Be right back.
The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down.
The Dan Morris Show.
They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boot scoot boogie.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire. And this time, the Poarch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. The so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week,
"Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway."
It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Poarch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption and yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
I was telling Joey, the kids' school, one of the things that made me choose the school my children are in is because parental involvement is mandatory. Now I'm the kind of parent that would be involved anyway because, sure, you know, I'm a weirdo that way. I'm the soccer team mom and I'm the, you know, the grade level rep for my son's class and that sort of thing. But because, and every year I go, except this year, I go and do an election day event where we vote on things. So I love doing that. But this year, essentially since March of last year, they haven't let any parents on campus. And they just announced they're going to let parents on campus tomorrow morning.
They just put out a bulletin today. Hey, you can come tomorrow morning.
Well, they've been doing these outdoor things for the kids end of the year celebrations because we're getting to where there's 2 weeks left. And so parents are invited. Tomorrow morning, 9:15.
I do have good memories of field day, though.
Yeah, they had, okay, so this is one of those weird parenting things where, so my son is obsessed with certain things, right? Paw Patrol, I don't know if there's any parents or grandparents, but he's all about Paw Patrol. He's all about, he's just starting to get into the Marvel series, and so the characters, you know, etc. He has all these toys, and my daughter earns her toys, so she gets money. She got money during her communion. She earns money around the house, and my son is just now to where I'm making him earn his own money, because I feel like that's important. I mean, by the time I was 10, I was babysitting, you know, and by babysitting, my godmother would let me watch her kids as she walked around the street we were on. So I would play with the kids in the front yard, and she would walk the block. And I didn't realize at the time I wasn't really babysitting, right? Because I had the kids in my alone for like 3 minute, 4 minute increments. But at the time I thought I was babysitting. So anyway, so my children have all these great toys, and my son at their field day, their like fall festival or whatever it was, they just had that was more of a school thing than this, which is a grade level thing tomorrow. He won this little bear that's like the size of, you know, I don't know, it's like 3 inches, right? It's this tiny little bear that fits in your palm. And I named him Cutie Bear. And Cutie Bear has been with him since the day he won it. All the big toys around the house have been completely forgotten about because of Cutie Bear. And so he walks around and he puts Cutie Bear in all these random places. And I carry Cutie Bear around in my shirt or carry Cutie Bear around in my pocket. And it has been several weeks of absolute joy in my house related to this palm-size
bear.
Yeah. And I have no explanation except children are wonderful, wonderful people. And again, I'm not...
It's a nice reprieve from the rest of the world.
It is. I want something to make me as happy as Cutie Bear has made my four-year-old. So tomorrow on the field day, and I'm going to go even if I have to leave early, because I don't have to leave Birmingham till 10:15 to get here, and that starts at 9:15. But tomorrow we're searching for letters. They've been learning the alphabet this school year, so we're having an alphabet field day. So that's what's happening there. Before we get to callers, there's so much to talk about. I'm going to just tell you guys what I got planned for the show. I don't know. Do you guys know I plan for the show? I was having a whole conversation yesterday about what it takes to plan for 3 hours of talking. Because while y'all call in and talk, I plan to talk. I mentioned yesterday the sex worker party, and we've got more details on that. And this is an actual thing, and I just cannot get over it. Elon Musk blowing up my Dogecoin. But I did what Eddie said. So I originally got in on Dogecoin when it was a half a penny, right? It was like 0.05. And I was making some good money on it. So what I did is I took this dip opportunity to buy in some more, and I'm hoping it comes back like double or nothing, but I may end up with nothing.
I think it's kind of, if you got the money to play, it's fun. Like, I've been saying to myself, let's throw $100 at these jokes,
right,
so to speak. I would not advise putting your life savings, though a few folks have, and they've made a lot of money.
Well, that's just it, is I put $100 in that first round, and I watched it go up to, like, you know, $1,200 at one point, and I was like, this is so cool.
Right.
But I kind of kicked myself for the fact that I only put $100 in. And so I went ahead and evened it out yesterday while it was down. I think it's going to come back. I think I saw a great article on potential, you know, he's citing the energy cost of it, right? And so I think it's going to come back around, and he'll build it back up. Going to talk about Attorney General's weighing in on social media. A lawsuit headed to the Supreme Court that's going to talk about the N-word. I already talked about Ivy with her shots. I don't know why, but it's like some of the people on the left, and in the mainstream media just figured out that conservatives have not stopped posting pictures and videos of the violent protests, the Antifa protests, the occupations of cities in Seattle and Minneapolis. And now they're pushing back against showing that, which if you've been paying attention to these videos that have been showed for a while, the Antifa videos and such, they haven't stopped. Just because mainstream media stopped covering it doesn't mean that actions have stopped and the extremism has slowed down, because it hasn't. And so it looks like something happened today and suddenly the media is like, look at this. There's a whole brand and a whole group of conservatives who think that they need to show this every day. Well, if you guys showed it once or twice or acknowledged it at all, and why shouldn't they show it? This is truly happening in our country, and it's mind-boggling. So anyways, these are some of the things I want to talk about today. I'm going to take fewer calls because I'm going to talk more. But we'll get to Justin, who's been patiently waiting. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how are you doing, April?
I'm good. How's it going?
I'm pretty good. I actually can't be on the phone too much longer because my lunch is actually over.
Aww.
But I actually wanted to call in. I was trying to call in to win the tickets yesterday and wasn't able to get in. But the guy that called in and gave you the Godsmack song for Joey.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that song was good enough for him.
Oh, okay.
So get on YouTube and look up the Dewey Decimal Rap, and I think you'll love that. Joey, you can thank me later for that one. But
is what it's going to be later. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Right.
But I've got to jump up. I've got to get back to work, and I will be listening to y'all on the radio. Thank you very much, Justin.
Oh, that's funny. You know, yeah, that wasn't the earworm song, the Godsmack one that I was looking for. But Dewey Decimal Rap sounds just up the alley of what Joey and my children need in their lives. That's exactly what Joey needs. Now that I'm actually drinking they gave me not Josh, because Josh isn't his name, Jason. the J word, right? Jason gave me a white gummy bear energy drink. This is not a paid advertisement.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's
it's tasty.
There's some gummy bear in Joey's life.
And when we have time, I have a very detailed and extensive update on what Dan's going through now that he's at home.
Do you want to go to that before we get our 12:30 break?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm just going to read this direct. He sent me an email. Dan writes, I thought that where I am post-surgery merits an update to the audience. Yesterday was my first day of multiple home health care professionals. The morning started out with Jason, the physical therapist, who was also a listener to the show. A good guy, and he gave me some walking goals, which Dan's already exceeded. Then around 12 came the home healthcare nurse who checked on my trach, my graft scar down, I believe, his left arm, and my arm where they took out a piece of bone and replaced it with a metal piece. It has been the source of most of the pain I have experienced. She changed my bandages and cleaned up my trach where I was experiencing a lot of bloody mucus discharge. Which has cleared up that morning. Then Sarah, the speech therapist, came in late in the afternoon. If the audience can pause a moment and imagine Dan Morris not being able to talk, that would be my own little hell, writes Dan. That's where I am now, but my goal is to get out of that world and get the trach taken out. So all in all, I'm recovering, eating through a feeding tube and having to communicate via texting. The arm is the only thing that really saps my energy and constantly clear my trach in the majority of my time. So thanks to all for the prayers and notes and patience with me. Please keep it up. Hopefully the post-surgical blood clot will clear soon because my next 30-day dosage will, well, it could be expensive. It could run him back some. The good news is that I don't have to take the shots in my stomach anymore. A week from tomorrow, May 20th, is an important day. That is my first post-surgical appointment in Birmingham, so thanks to all for the prayers, notes, and patience with me. Please keep it up. I'm going to try and keep doing it until I get it right, as he always says, signing off. We love you, Dan, and y'all keep up the prayers. Y'all keep in touch with him. This is going to be it's a heavy lift, as I've been saying, and I really appreciate Dan taking the time to type that out.
That was a long message. That was a good update.
Yeah, thank you, Dan, and hope you can get through it, man.
Yeah,
I love you.
We're gonna give you guys updates as we get them. I've said before, I don't want to bombard him with how you doing text.
Right.
But that was a good long update. It is going to be a massive recovery, but you guys are in good hands here with Joey and me. If you are just tuning in, you've got April Marie Fogel here filling in for Dan Morris today and every day for the next several months. You can find me on social media. At April Marie, APRYLMARIE. You can find the News Talk 93.1 radio app in case you are not in your car or by your computer. You can find that on the iTunes store. It's free, but you can listen to us. Or if you have an Alexa or something, you can go to TuneIn. And also tell them you want to play 93.1 News Talk, and they'll find us. So you can take me with you. It's like I'm little. You can carry me around. Joey, not so little. I mean, I guess you could carry him around, but you might.
Wait, are you talking about
sore.
My belly? I like steak, all right?
Oh, I like steak more than you. You weigh more, but it's muscle, baby.
Yeah, well, appreciate it.
All right, we'll be right back after this quick break.
The Dan Morris Show.
Hammer on hot lips, silver buckle hanging off her hips. I sparkle when she smiles. Shine down on the radio dial. Homemade jar lemon.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Let me first say thank you so much for your prayers. That is very important to me, and it got me through my last cancer. But I'm not going to let a little radical surgery get in the way of my helping my audience. That's why I'm taking the time to remind you about my good friend John Williams and the great folks at Mortgage Corporation of the South. They have helped me and so many members of my audience save money by refinancing their home. Whether it's VA, FHA, or conventional loan, Mortgage Corporation of the South is your go-to new home or existing home refinancing. As I mentioned, Mortgage Corporation of the South handled my personal home and did an outstanding job and saved me oodles of money. So call John Williams and the gang at Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000, and let them help you. Good credit, not your good credit. Let Mortgage Corporation of the South put you on the right side of lending. 567-9000.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Countries around the world are banning puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones for gender-confused minors because they cause irreversible damage. Yet, gender clinics in Alabama are giving these dangerous drugs to children as young as 8 who think they can change their sex. SB10 would protect these vulnerable children from harmful, irreversible drugs and surgeries. This bill will save lives, but time is running out. Please call the State House and ask Speaker McCutcheon to make SB10 a priority and pass it immediately. Sponsored by Compassion Coalition. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos during our 50% off May special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery, unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. That's 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. And don't forget our May 50% off.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The normal high for this time of the year is 85. Today, we will be nowhere near that. It will be unusually cool for May. A little breezy with a high temperature up to about 69. Tonight, mostly clear, unseasonably chilly. You'll need a jacket. Overnight low temperature about 50, but some towns will sneak into the 40s by tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, Friday, nice day. A little warmer by afternoon. Sunshine, low humidity, high up to about 77. Great weekend forecast. Saturday's high 81. Sunday, 85. Low humidity and sunshine both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, friends.
Is it that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold?
See, if we play music like this, I might pep up a little. Oh, all right. Look, we'll get back to this Montgomery stuff, but in local state politics, what is going on in Washington, D.C. right now?
It's a mess. I was yelling and screaming earlier this morning. It's a high school.
It's...
And not the good parts of high school.
There are two stories on sitting here in my tabs to talk about. We'll start with the Marjorie Taylor Greene confronting AOC. So, Marjorie Taylor Greene confronted Democrat AOC Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez outside the House chamber yesterday afternoon. The latest of several confrontations she's had with Democrat colleagues. As AOC left the chamber late Wednesday ahead of Greene, she shouted, "Hey, Alexandra," twice to get her attention. Greene caught up to AOC and began shouting at her and asking her why she supports Antifa, a far-left activist group, and Black Lives Matters. Falsely, now, this is a CNN version. It says falsely labeling them terrorist attacks. We've had this conversation before. And somebody just tweeted me about calling the mainstream media the mainstream media. I usually call them the lamestream media. It's the establishment media. Joey, you call them the legacy or corporate media.
Yeah, I usually use corporate press for like CNN. I'll give legacy to like New York Times, NBC, you know.
They're ridiculous is what they are. So what kills me, and we've talked about the Project Veritas lawsuit against New York Times, which hopefully does some of this. This is supposedly a news story, and yet it's just completely editorialized. Anyway. There needs to be a difference between hard news and editorial content. It drives me bonkers when there isn't. Greene shouted at AOC that she was failing to defend her radical socialist beliefs by declining to publicly debate her. Here's the thing. Why would a New York member of Congress debate a Georgia member of Congress?
Well, because
except for entertainment value.
Sure, but it also seems like... does AOC, what she represents, really is it all about her district? And same thing with what Marjorie Taylor Greene has become. Like, these three named women, it's like, you know, I guess you could have three named men, but they're usually assassins, unfortunately, or serial killers.
Serial killers, Wayne Gacy.
Right, but it's they're bigger. When you think of Marjorie Taylor Greene, do you really think of Northwest Georgia? Do you really think of, you know, AOC from the Bronx?
I try not to think of either of them in general.
Well said. But these two deserve each other. They truly do. So I hope it keeps up.
She's a chicken. She doesn't want a debate. I don't think the debate has been agreed to yet, Greene told reporters after AOC ignored her. It looks as though AOC reported this to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, confirming that it was reported to our office what happened as members were leaving the floor. Called it a verbal assault and abuse. It is beyond pale of anything that is keeping with bringing honor to the House and not bringing dishonor to the House. It's a very Mulan line there for any parents. We've got to bring honor to your family. There has not been a lot of honor in Congress with a lot of different things.
I was about to say.
And it's not even partisan. There's just been a lot of things that would bring dishonor to the House.
Yeah.
I remember the good old days where I believed, and I encouraged people to respect the office even if you didn't respect the office holder. And that was a lot of when Obama was president and I was really active in the Tea Party movement, I would say that repeatedly. Mm-hmm. That even if you don't respect him, there is some respect to the office. He did things in office. You know, he had children. There were cute videos of him. He did things that I supported, and he was my president. Biden is my president right now. These members of Congress at times, they make me scratch my head. I don't get it. I've got another story, but before I get to that, let's take Red Top for just a minute. Red Top, you're over there blinking, and I'm seeing you. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. Joey, do y'all still have the coffee at the station I drive by?
The
or did
coffee?
Somebody take it home?
Yeah, we still got it, I think.
Well, what the hell? Y'all cook chicken to drink the stuff? April Marie, I brought the best coffee you'll ever drink in your life. It's Cafe Bustelo.
Oh,
there's
I see
a can it. Down there. It's ground espresso. It is beautiful, rich coffee. Get you a cup, and you believe me, you're going to be inspired, baby.
How long ago did you bring this can of coffee?
Oh, what was a month ago?
Yeah, about a few weeks.
That's
ago.
Not terrible. Okay, I thought you were saying like you brought it here, you know, 2 years ago.
No, this is ground coffee for your coffee maker.
Got it.
And it's extremely high quality.
All right.
And it's the best coffee I've ever drank. It's ground espresso, which are the finest beans you can drink.
Got it.
Drink your cup. Somebody drink it. You mean nobody's even opened the damn can, Joey?
I'm looking.
Break it up, Red Top.
I'm looking at it. I'll get on that, Red Top. Sorry, that was me. I'm not good at this. I'm so sorry, Red Top. We love you, though. And I will check out that coffee. Oh, my God. You guys, I'm so sorry. Oh, you guys. I can't be... I need adult supervision. I'm just going to say it. So I've got this girlfriend who is as liberal as I am conservative. And she's... I've got a handful like that who are as liberal as I am conservative. And she got her own radio show. And so she posts a picture of herself behind the board yesterday. Mm-hmm. And her board's like 3 times the size of our board. And there's monitors and this, that, and the other. And I was like, do you do that by yourself? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, you don't understand. I was like, I'm pretty behind the board. Like, I'll sit behind the board and take pictures. But nobody wants me controlling any buttons.
Well, and our board may not look like much, but it can get the job done.
You're the size of your board, you boys. I'm looking at the men. The size of y'all's board is just fine.
Thanks.
Just fine, I tell you. Okay. Children in Congress, will you behave? For the love of all that's holy. Here's the thing, okay? You guys are going to get tired of me saying here's the thing. I do genuinely believe the reason we have a lot of the problems we have in this nation is that people hate politics. But what they truly hate are the people in politics. They hate the politicians. They hate the money. They hate the feeling of being helpless. They hate the feeling of not being listened to. They hate the feeling of being lied to. They hate being ignored. And when all you see are all of the above, the COVID over restrictions, the lies by Fauci, the pettiness of what's been happening with Liz Cheney, the pettiness between, you know, two grown women, member of Congress. And I talk about being petty. There's pettiness on our side, for sure. There's pettiness from people I love and support. There's pettiness out there. But I like the idea of there being a little bit, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? A more focused tone. That's why I supported, and if you listened yesterday, I talked about this. That's why I supported ousting Liz Cheney. Because we have to refocus, okay? Everybody goes, look at all the bad things happening. But there's no mean tweets. I see that every day. But there's no mean tweets. We have to get beyond even looking for and expecting and talking about the mean tweets or the statements from Trump. We have to move forward and talk about the issues. And that's the nerd and policy in me. I find it sad that so many Americans hate keeping up with political stuff. I hate that people are unengaged. It drives me bonkers. Because if more people got engaged, not the getting married kind of engaged in writing their members and building relationships with their elected officials and following things. If more people did that, then... gosh, could we change things? People outside of Alabama says, well, how bad can Alabama be? It's a red state. You're the state that gave us Tuberville and Jeff Sessions. And I go, oh, you ain't seen nothing until you've watched what goes on in Montgomery.
About to say the classic line, you ain't from around here, are you?
You ain't from around here. You ain't paying attention to here.
Yeah.
You know, we've got red state Republicans who... would make blue dog Democrats look like right-wing nut jobs. We do. We have red state Republicans. And you know why? Joey, do you know why? Because they can get away with it.
Yeah.
Because they can get away with it. Because so many people are just completely apathetic and so frustrated and so turned off by it. They can get away with it. And it makes my blood boil. Hey, the caffeine must be working. You guys are listening to... April Marie Fogle, filling in for Dan Morris today and every day. I'm going to check out this coffee, Red Top. And Red Top, I appreciate that. I didn't even see that over there, but it's bright yellow. Now I can't miss it. We will be back after this short break.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Know whether he's coming or going, but
Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire. And this time, the Porch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. The so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week,
"Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway."
It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Porch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption and yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
I'm supposed to be talking, but I'm really loving the music. Hey, guys. So we're talking about what's going on in Congress. There's been... You know, I've actually enjoyed the hearings. I don't always enjoy hearings because a lot of hearing, what goes on congressional hearings are just theater. But I'm enjoying some pressure put on some of the witnesses in hearings because there are things that need to be said. Where did the COVID come out of the Wuhan lab?
Right.
The fact that they're saying, well, maybe.
The origin question is a very important question.
And I think we're going to, I believe they're going to do a whole investigation on just that.
Good.
Long overdue, but whatever. I'll take it. So I have this clip, and I'm not sure when in the clip we're going to do it. But this happened at a hearing yesterday in the Senate. Let's play this.
Oh, I think the example that you just shared from your home state of Oklahoma.
I want to pause this for one second. Let me give some context. So this is a hearing where Senator Jim Inhofe is talking to a nominee, Radhika Fox, who is being nominated to the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA. Okay.
Now if confirmed, I would really manage the Office of Water in a way that really tried to understand the wisdom, the voice, and the lived practical experience of people in complying with our rules. I bring that orientation because I worked at a local water agency that had to comply with all of the things that Office of Water did.
Yeah.
And so,
first off,
to your question,
can I just say there are no sexy jobs at EPA? Has someone, my very, very first job in politics, I kid you not, the first job I had, the first paying job I had in politics was in the press office of the EPA under the Bush administration. And there's nothing sexy happening at EPA. There's also no cool kids at EPA, okay? Nobody cool works at the Environmental Protection Agency. If you meet somebody and they're like, yeah, I work at the EPA, they're not cool. They're not. Water policy, no matter what, not sexy. Neither is transportation for that matter. All right, we're going to keep going.
Specifically, we have been conducting our review of both the 2015 rule and the 2020 rule, at the direction of Administrator Regan, we have found implementation challenges with both of the rules. You know, just one example, for example, with the 2015 rule, there were a lot of case-specific determinations, jurisdictional determinations, and what we found from
We're going to fast forward a little bit. I want to hear this. Just do a 10-second jump real quick. We'll see. I want to hear the senator's comments because it's just too funny. Oh, we're almost there.
Yeah, just go ahead.
All right, we'll play it.
That was really cumbersome from an implementation perspective. That's what our career staff have heard. At the same time, you know,
you
I think the 2020 rule
EPA
tried
regulations
to correct
cumbersome?
For that. But now what we're hearing, our career staff are hearing from several states is now we have, you know, the vast majority of waters in some of the states that are now not jurisdictional. And so it's raising a different kind of implementation challenge as far as water quality protection. And
okay, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I know that we have, I've got to get around to all three of them.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate your comments, and particularly in your opening statement. I enjoyed that. And so I will look forward to working with you. And if you don't behave, I'm going to talk to your daddy. Okay?
What? Hold on. Go, 2 seconds. Do that one more time.
Oh, no. Oh,
we've lost it. We're going
to
get...
I'm going to talk to your daddy. Okay?
Oh, no.
All right. That's good.
I wish
behave.
We had lost
I'm going to talk to your daddy.
Oh. You guys... Come on, that's fantastic. There is nothing better than an old white man saying to an African-American presidential nominee, if you don't behave, I'm going to talk to your daddy.
Which senator was that?
That was Jim Imhoff from Oklahoma. I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry, you guys.
Now, does her daddy have anything to do with, you know, water management?
He may... Apparently her father was mentioned in her opening remarks and was present for the hearing.
Oh, okay.
But still...
At least there's some context to it, like... It would have been odd if he just brought up her daddy for no reason, you know?
That was so amazing. That was so... I don't know why I'm so tickled by this. I'm so tickled by this. Do it one more time. Come on. Do it again.
I enjoyed that. And so I will look forward to working with you. And if you don't behave, I'm going to talk to your daddy. With you. And if you don't behave, I'm going to talk to your daddy.
All right.
With you.
That's it. That's right there. You know what? That's all you need to know about what's going on in the halls of Congress right now. I'm so tickled by this. I'm so tickled by this.
Genius stuff. I mean, you've worked up on the Hill before, right?
I have.
I heard, I believe it was Senator Cruz the other day, talk. His idea is that like 20% of the real work is done by, or 80% of the real work is done by like 20% of the senators in their offices.
Right.
A lot of the other senators are just kind of showing up and...
Yeah, well, that's true across the board on House and Senate. And it's also true here in Montgomery. You've got a small portion of people making the decisions. And, you know, if you guys saw Hamilton, which, by the way, my daughter's love for the musical Hamilton has grown to where last night, so they're only allowed to watch education shows at night. She legit asked, is Hamilton an education show and can I watch it on a school night? And I was like, you bet, baby. But one of the songs in Hamilton is The Room Where It Happens. We'll have to play a little bit of that for you later. But The Room Where It Happens, one of my favorite songs from Hamilton. And D.C. is no different than Montgomery, where there's basically a group of people in a back room somewhere that decide most of what you're going to see and hear. And you know, got to keep in mind, Congress exempted themselves from FOIA. So the 10 people making the decisions, their records aren't even public. But yeah, you end up with very small pockets of power,
right.
Consolidated power, and it happens on both sides of the aisle. It happens where, you know, even in with the minority office here in Montgomery, where the Democrats have 3 to 5 people who are negotiating with the rules and with the chairman and with the speaker, and they're to maneuver their things, and the rest just go along. And that's why I particularly get really, like, I feel like I want to know who my members are personally, because I don't want to elect the people who just go along to get along. I want them to at least voice their support of opposition. I don't want...
Right.
And the more... someone, the more someone becomes loud, the more someone voices their opinions or pushes legislation or becomes, takes hold of the power that their constituents elected them to have. The Freedom Caucus is a great example of this. It was a lot of people whose voices were being ignored because they were considered backbenchers or they were considered, you know, not part of the establishment. But when they got together and started using their voices, it changed things. And so, yeah, I love D.C. So I have now worked for three members of Congress. I worked for Jennifer Dunn from Washington State. That was a very, very small blip in my little resume radar. She retired. She actually announced her retiring before I started with her. And so I just got to play last man standing. Like, I was an unpaid intern, then I was a paid intern, and then the staffer went and got a real job, so I got to take that position. Then I worked for Catherine Harris from Florida. And Catherine, for those who don't remember, was the Secretary of State during the Bush-Gore recount.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was her infamy. And Catherine was a character. I mean, if you Google Catherine Harris, you're going to get wild stories. She was another one who was spirited and not disciplined in her messaging. I guess some could say kind of a Marjorie Taylor Greene, AOC-type woman before that was the in vogue thing to be. And so she used to walk off the floor of the House. I remember sitting in her office and she would have announced something. I'm going to file this bill or I'm going to do this or I'm going to run for U.S. Senate before she told staff. And so reporters would be calling and saying the congresswoman just said blah, blah, blah. And you're like, well, OK, that's what we're doing. And people would say, how can you work for her? And, you know, she's so unpredictable. And I'm like, her name was on the ballot. Her name is on the door. Whatever she wants. Which, by the way, what she wanted more often than not was lattes. And she had this rule that to this day I still use, which is if you fly, I buy. So if you're going to get me coffee, I will buy your coffee. And okay, to this day, I still use that for lunch and coffee runs and whatever. Because, you know, I was a barely paid staff assistant and scheduler on the Hill at the time. So that was awesome. Like, get a congresswoman to buy your stuff. Anyway, so then I worked for her, and then, of course, most recently, Paul Gosar. And Paul was great because he was a dentist who had never run for office for a minute in his life. Two establishment guys beat each other up. Palin endorsed Gosar, and Gosar won, shocked everybody. And then he defeated an incumbent when the Tea Party years were everybody. There was tons of money and tons of resources to defeat Democrat incumbents. And he was wild because he just didn't care. And he still doesn't. He, in terms of messaging, he says what he wants to say.
The little I know about Gosar, he's not afraid of making waves.
He's not. And it's, you know, it's kind of a breath of fresh air. In some ways, it's like, what, sir?
Well, when you're working for him.
As his communications director, there were days I'd wake up to a Google alert headline, and it was like, Gosar says, fill in the blank, and I'd be like, did you really, sir? Like, you couldn't, like, it's Saturday morning, when did you give this interview? And he's like, oh, they called me Friday night. And the congressman doesn't drink, he has a gluten allergy. So I was like, okay, we're going, your name's on the door, sir. Name's on the ballot. But he is one of the most principled people I've ever worked for. And I respect that so much. I mean, I cannot stress how much I respect. It's so easy to lose your way in D.C. or in Montgomery. Even on the city or county commission, you have other people in your ear. The principled ones, they steal my heart.
Yeah, if somebody's going to be unpredictable in comms, I would love them to be reliable and principled all day, every day.
All day, every day. It's a staffer's nightmare, but it's the constituent's dream. And that's why people like him get reelected with 70%, you know, favorability. That's why people like Mo Brooks has such high favorability, because they're not just going along. All right. I have like 15 other topics to get to, so you guys are going to want to stay tuned. I will be right back. You're listening to April Marie Fogle, filling in for Dan Morris.
Your News Talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah. broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.